Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
I would like to welcome all of you to church this morning. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and I hope you have a lovely and wonderful day. I hope your spouses and your loved ones show you greater things. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God is good. And all the time, hallelujah. He said, the word of God says, let all that have breath praise the name of the living God. Hallelujah. I bow down your heads and let's pray. Father, this morning, I want to thank you. I thank you for the privilege given me to preach your word this morning. Father, I pray and I thank you for what you are doing in this church. I pray for your presence in this church, and I pray for your anointing. Father, I pray that today your word will come forth life to us. I pray that, Father, this morning, I ask you that you will speak to our hearts, and your word will come forth life. I bind every foul spirit which is not of you, Lord. I pray that you take absolute control in this church, that whatever we do here will be to your glory. I thank you and I lift up your name high in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you happy to be in church this morning? Yes. Let's turn our Bibles to John 15. John 15, and I'm reading from verses 1 through 11. John 15. Reading from 1 through 11. The word of God says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, and it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. For abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And man gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. If the Bible is yours, I would like you to underline verses 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I have titled my sermon, The Joy of the Lord. That is the joy within. Hallelujah. Amen. The joy of the Lord. And as we read John 15, it was Jesus himself. He was teaching his disciple. He was talking to them about the joy of the Lord in the vineyard. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Joy itself is a very important part in our relationship with God. I hope you all know that. Joy itself is a very important aspect of our relationship with God. Joy is important in the life of a Christian. And it's important to God that we have joy. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans, chapter 14, verses 17, the word of God says, if you could read for me, he said, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, it is peace, and it is joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. He said, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Hallelujah. But it is righteousness. It is peace. It is joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, the joy that I'm speaking to you about and the kingdom of God is not about physical things. Hallelujah. It's not about external things. Hallelujah. There is much more things to the joy and the kingdom of God than physical things. Hallelujah. Amen. When we look at Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, it says, therefore, I will draw water. Hallelujah. With joy will I draw water from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you about joy. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if we can reduce the heat a little bit here. I'm burning. Hallelujah. Amen. And Peter, in 1 Peter 1:8, Peter was talking about the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, how unspeakable the joy of the Lord is. Hallelujah. And it is full of glory. Peter was talking about the joy of the Lord. It means that he doesn't even have much words to describe. I would like you to read that verse for me. He doesn't even have much vocabulary to describe the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. He doesn't even have much words to describe the joy of the Lord. How greatness, how wonderful the joy of the Lord is. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Just remember that joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, that's what your version says. And my version in King James says, how unspeakable. Hallelujah. It's the same thing. This is how Peter was describing the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let's look at Nehemiah. We've all read about the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was given task by the Lord. Hallelujah. He was given a very difficult task by the Lord to go to Jerusalem and rebuild the wall. Hallelujah. In the first place, it was a difficult task. And secondly, Nehemiah was faced with opposition. Hallelujah. Both internal and external. Oppositions coming from everywhere. Hallelujah. So you could imagine being a great tax and having opposition combined. How do you feel if you have an assignment and you have opposition and the assignment itself is difficult? You can imagine. But after all said and done, when Jeremiah had finished building the wall, hallelujah, amen. And Jeremiah was asked, Brother Jeremiah, Nehemiah, how did you do this? How did you accomplish this job? And then in Nehemiah 8:10, He said, after all the difficult tasks, after all the opposition that I had, the joy of the Lord was our strength. Hallelujah. He said, after all that I went through, after all the opposition, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, I want the joy of the Lord to be your portion.
Yes.
And if you believe it, shout amen to the
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The joy of the Lord is a great motivator to us. It motivates us in difficult days. It motivates us in hard days. When you feel you are doing something and you cannot accomplish and it's too overwhelming unto you. When you feel that you cannot handle something, then the joy of the Lord comes in and motivates you. Hallelujah. And as a Christian, you stand and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm talking to you about the joy of the Lord. That is the joy within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is the possession of every believer. Hallelujah. Like I said before, the joy of the Lord is an important aspect of our relationship with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And as I'm talking to you, I want to make a distinction because that would help us to understand what the joy of the Lord is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are two things. There is the joy of the Lord, and there is a happiness that the world gives us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we think that's also the joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The joy that the world will give us is based on happenings. Something must be happening for you to get the joy or the happiness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If nothing happens, you don't have that happiness in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something is an attitude of satisfaction based on some circumstances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something might be happening externally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is based on chance. It is based on circumstances. It is based on happenings, like I said. Nothing is within. Everything for you to be happy is coming from the outside. And this is what I'm saying the world gives you. And we think we are happy or we are joyful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It wears off and it's temporarily. It doesn't stay forever. And brethren, this is what man can give you. This is what man can give you. And as I'm talking, I want to bring it down to understanding to all of us so that we can really see the difference. Let's take shopping, for instance. Who doesn't like shopping? You go to the mall. It's a happening. Shopping is a happening. You go to the mall and you buy your stuff. Trust me, many, many years ago, I was the queen of shopping. Hallelujah. It brings me joy. It brings me happiness. How joyful is it for you to go to the mall and you have your bags left and right and you are coming into the car. And sometimes you put the first load, you go back and you even buy some more and you put it back. Hallelujah. And you come home. Oh, and you spread your things and you begin to try them on. My goodness, how happy are you when you do that? That is the happening. And it's not anything from, you know, this is real to all of us, both men and women. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is to all of us. How about getting a new job? The dream job you have desired in your heart, and you get it, and you are happy. And this goes to the men. How about buying a new car? These are all happenings. Hallelujah. They are all happenings, and it makes us happy. It makes us happy. But let me ask you, the clothes, the bags, the cars that you bought last year, are you happy about it today? Sometimes when they ask you, oh, I like this dress of yours, you might not even, you said, oh, this is, you know, you don't care about it anymore. The car that you bought, that brought you so much joy. After a while, you said, I have to trade in. It doesn't drive as well as I bought it. Maybe I have to trade it in and get a new one so that you can bump up your happiness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what the world can give you. It is temporary. It wears off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It wears off. But today, I'm here to announce to you that the joy that I'm preaching from the Word of God, the way, the joy, it comes from here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't relate to anything. It relates only to God. Hallelujah. Does it relate to circumstance? No. It relates to chance? No. It doesn't wear off. It is permanent. Hallelujah. It is permanent. It is a deep confidence in you that all is well. No matter what you are going through, this is the confidence you have in you that all is well. That no matter what is going on, whether you are in difficulty, whether you are, there has been a disappointment, I mean, what have you? You still have the joy of the Lord because you know whom you have believed, that he is able. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he is able.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not saying that going through difficult situations is the best. We like it. No. But we have the joy of the Lord. We have the joy because anytime the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm telling you today that you might have the same dress and the same shoes coming to church, going anywhere, and you still have the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
You might have an old rickety car. You might still have the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
You might have a house, a small house, an apartment, or whatever. Whatever thing that you have, it doesn't matter whether they are new, they are old. It doesn't matter the position. If you have the joy of the Lord, you will still be confident. Hallelujah. Because your joy does not based on physical things. Hallelujah. It is based by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what I'm talking to you about this morning. And we read John 15. What I just said was like I was building my premises.
Mm-hmm.
And the real meat is on John 15. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was building my premises. So we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We know that there are things that the world calls joy or happiness, which is based on happiness, which is based on external factors. Hallelujah. But the joy that God has given unto us, the joy that is in us, the source of it is from Jesus Christ. And when you have that joy, no matter what the situation, no matter what you go through, you still have that joy. It doesn't wear off. In fact, it is as real as today and even as first as you experience that joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what I'm talking to you about. And Jesus Christ, speaking with his disciples, he said, I'm going to teach you about the joy of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how can Jesus teach about joy in a vineyard? Joy in a vineyard. How does the two go together? But this is Jesus, hallelujah, because he wanted to make an analogy. He wanted to make it simple for them to understand, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy will remain in you, that your joy will be full.
Amen.
These things have I spoken unto you. What things? What was Jesus talking about? What was he referring to? And if you could notice, or if you paid attention, and I was reading in John 15, Jesus was talking about abide, 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 abide. And when I counted it, it was like 9. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this abide is a relationship. Abide is a relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a relationship with God. So let me read from first. It says, God himself is the husbandman. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the owner of the vineyard. Hallelujah. Amen. God only is the owner. And Jesus Christ says, he is the true vine. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, we are the branches. You are the branch. I am the branch. Hallelujah. So when he's making an analogy here that I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. We know that God owns it all. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God says, he said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. Amen. He owns everything. And if God is the one that owns everything and you have committed your life to him and he owns everything, you think he might not give you joy to the fullest or whatever you're looking for so that your joy may reach up here? Amen. But this joy is not free. Hallelujah. Amen. We talk about the joy of the Lord. The joy. It's not just free. Hallelujah. He said, you are the branches. Abide in me. Remain attached to me. Hallelujah. So if Jesus is the true vine and we remain attached to Jesus Christ, then we can have that joy. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says, Jesus says, then you will bear much fruit. Hallelujah. If you remain attached to the branch, to the stem, the vine. That's what he says. That's what all that I read from chapter 1 through 10. If you remain in Jesus Christ, then you will bear fruit. And if you bear fruit, then you give glory to God. Hallelujah. One. And if you give glory to God, then you will have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says in verse 7. He said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. Amen. It's about the power of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You ask whatever you want and it shall be done unto you. The joy is a relationship. You have to have a relationship with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your relationship, it should be based on a relationship. Your joy should be based on the relationship that you have in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be honest with you, man cannot give you joy. Sometimes we think our pastors can give us the joy. Your pastors are not responsible for your joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are responsible for your own joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because man cannot give you joy. Okay? Man cannot give you joy. It is only Jesus Christ. He is the source of our joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes we blame the pastors too much. They haven't done this. They haven't done that. And maybe they are the reason why this and that. But if you have been attached to Jesus Christ, hallelujah,
Amen.
Who is the true vine,
yes.
Then this is what he says. You will bear fruit. My joy will remain in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And your joy will be full. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not saying it. Read again from John. This is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Jesus Christ himself talking. I'm not the one. He said, if you remain in me and I remain in you, it means attached. Then you will have that joy that I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church, God has given us this permanent joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can't get it from anywhere. If you think shopping and other things are going to give you joy, they will give you happiness for a moment, but then it's going to fade off. Hallelujah. It would absolutely fade off because it's not something that is permanent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be honest with you, having a relationship with Jesus Christ is not enough. You got to work it too.
You have to work that relationship. Hallelujah. If you don't work your relationship, what happens? No matter how much you love your spouse, there are times that you have to work really hard. Hallelujah. Amen. For the relationship to go on. No matter how much you love your children, sometimes you will have to work it very hard for you to keep a good relationship with your children. Amen. And so it is with God. To have a good relationship with Jesus Christ, you also have to work it out. Hallelujah. You don't just sit down and say, I have a relationship with God. And because of that, I have the peace. I have the joy of the Lord. How? Do you really experience the joy of the Lord? You ask yourself, do you really enjoy or have the joy of the Lord? Because you cannot sit down doing nothing. Jesus Christ has to be the center of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to be obedient. Hallelujah. You have to stay under the umbrella of God. Hallelujah. You have to be prayerful. You have to read your Bible. Whatever the Bible says, you have to work it out. Hallelujah. And if you do work it out, it doesn't matter how much storms come upon you. You will still have the joy of the Lord. And you will be able to stand. And God himself will give you the mindset to deal with any situation. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to work it out. Even if you have a small child, you need to work on that relationship. Hallelujah. If you leave that child 16 hours going to work, 20 hours, and all the time you are working, you leave him, you think you're going to develop any relationship with that child? This is exactly how it is. We need to work our relationship with Jesus Christ. The joy that I'm talking to you is a permanent possession for us. Hallelujah. It's a permanent possession for us. We should all, as Christians, have that. And if you have that, you are confident in all things. Hallelujah. Amen. You might be going through something and somebody will see you and say, hey, sister, hey, brother, you know, are you okay? Because they can't imagine how you'll be going through something, but when they see you, you are very confident. Hallelujah. It is not your own power. It is not your own might. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ says, if you abide in me, if you remain attached to me, this is the joy that you're going to have. Hallelujah. Amen. And I said it's very important. Because if you don't, any little thing, you are running here. You are running there. You are all over. Hallelujah. Amen. You are not confident in yourself as a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. This is there for us. The Bible is there for us all the time. Work your relationship with Jesus Christ. He will not hold back the joy that he has for you. Hallelujah. He will never do that. He will freely, you will freely have it. Hallelujah. Amen. And John 15, 1 through 11 says the same thing. Do you pray about your issues? Do you get that? He said, without me, you cannot do anything. Hey, without me, you cannot do anything. And if Jesus is saying, without me, you cannot do anything, what do we have to do? He said, remain attached to me. Hallelujah. Amen. This is just my word to you this morning. Remain attached to the true vine, who is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All the joy that you need, you will get it. The external joy that we have, it comes and goes. Hallelujah. Nothing is permanent. It wears off. Hallelujah. The dress that you had today, next year, by this time, it will. Sometimes you will give it out or you won't even bother wearing it. Hallelujah. Maybe the car that you have today that you are so joyful about, in a year, you might not even like it anymore. Hallelujah. But the joy of the Lord is with you forever. Hallelujah. If you remain attached to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. My word is simple this morning. Do you have the joy of the Lord? Do you have the joy of the Lord? Brethren, we live in a very complex world. We live in a very sad world, a world that has lots of disappointments, world that has a lot of dissatisfaction, a world that we long for things that never happens, a world that we don't have any satisfaction. Possessions will fail. Your plans that you have will fail. And if it all does, what do you do? But Jesus Christ has promised us that if we remain in Him, His love, His joy will remain in us and it will be full. He is a God that never lies. Whatever He says is true. It will never come back void to Him until it has done exactly what He sent it for. Hallelujah. Make Jesus Christ the center of your life. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Make Him the center of your life. Be very active in the things of God. Hallelujah. Yes. When you get up in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, pray. Hallelujah. Yes. Read your Bibles. Be active. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are humans and we say we become weak. Pray to God Himself to give you the strength. Hallelujah. Just like Nehemiah said, though I went through all this, the joy of the Lord was my strength. Hallelujah. It was only through the joy that I was able to do what I did. I was able to rebuild the wall of Jericho. You get up in the morning, sometimes we feel lazy. Ask God to give you that strength. Hallelujah. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Hallelujah. Don't not be lazy. Just do the things of God. Hallelujah. I promise you, the joy that Christ has promised in His word will be your portion. Hallelujah. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my will remain in you, and that your joy will be full." Are you looking for joy? Are you looking for happiness out there? Are you struggling to have the peace of joy, the joy of the Lord? Hallelujah. Are you struggling to have that? Sometimes our happiness comes and goes. We are all there. I'm there too. Today I'm happy, tomorrow is a different thing. This is not what Christ wants His children to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask yourself right now, do you lack the joy of the Lord? If you do, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. As a church, we're going to pray today. Because if we don't have the joy of the Lord in us, if we are not able to have that relationship with Christ for our joy to be up, then when we come to church, you don't see us that really we have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not confident about the things. We start blaming men for our joy when we ourselves will be working towards our joy. Hallelujah. I would like all of you to be up on your feet this morning. Tell God Himself. Invite God into your heart. Tell Him today you have heard His word. You are not looking at any external things to receive joy.